Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are, Behar B'chukosai, Shlishi. V'ish ki'im korbeis Moshe v'ir choma, v'aisa gulaso, atom shnas mimkaro, yomem tihia gulaso. And if a man will sell a house of his in a walled city, his geula will be until the completion of the year from his selling it, then it will be his geula. Rashi says that we're talking about a city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. And the Geula here means the time that you can repurchase it from the person who purchased it from you. But in the first 2 years, he cannot repurchase it. After the second year, he can repurchase it. V'im lo igal ad belos lo shana smima v'kam habayis asher be'er asher lo choma l'tzmisos lakone also l'dorosav lo yetzi b'yovel. And if he doesn't redeem it within the year, the house now officially belongs to the buyer. As a house in a walled city, it is sold forever to the buyer for generations. It does not go back to the original owner during Yovel. Uvate chatzerim asher ein lahem choma saviv ha'asadeh ha'aretz yechashev gulasot yelo uvayovel yetzei. And houses that have a chatzer, courtyard that has no wall around it, it's considered like a field. The law of Geula always applies, as does the law of Yovel. Rashi tells us that these houses can be rebought immediately, and they have this benefit over fields, because fields can only be rebought after 2 years, and this can be rebought immediately. And during Yovel, it returns automatically without having to pay for it. So Arya Leviim, Bate Yerachuzasam Geulas Olam Tiela Leviim. And the cities of the Leviim, the houses of the cities of their inheritance, they are in a constant state of Geula for Leviim. Rashi tells us that there are 48 different Levitical cities. Now, what does it mean they're in a constant state of Geula? They can never be sold forever, and the fields that are surrounding these Levitical cities as well, they can buy them back immediately whenever they want. Vasher yigal min halavim vayatzim mimkar bayis v'ir achuzaso b'yovel ki yivate ari halavim hi achuzasam b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And that which is redeemed from the Levium, and it goes to the seller of the house and the city and its inheritance in Yovel, because the houses of the cities of the Levium is the inheritance of the Levium amongst the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, and somebody who will redeem it from Levium, if somebody buys a house or a city from them, and it goes out during Yovel, it returns to the Levi, unlike the other walled cities of Yisrael. She adds that this is when a Yisrael buys from a Levi, but when a Levi buys from another Levi, it is a final sale. And if there is no rebuyer of this house, meaning that if a non-Levi doesn't repurchase the house from the Levi within a year, then it will always be considered part of the Levi's inheritance. Rashi says, since the Levium don't have fields and vineyards, the houses in the walled cities are their ancestral inheritance. And that's why they have the din of Geula, of being able to repurchase them. So they remain within the inheritance. Uste migrash arehem lo yimacher ki achuzas olam hulahem. And the field surrounding these cities should not be sold because they are an eternal inheritance to them. Rashi says that this specific pasuk is talking about a very specific halacha in which the Levi sells his field to the Gizbar, which is the steward of things that are consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, if a Levi consecrates this field to the Gizbar and then the Gizbar sells it to somebody else, during Yovel, the field does not return to the Kohanim, but a Ben Levi can always buy it and it will be his. V'chi yamuch achicha umata yado imach v'achzachta bo ger v'sosha v'chai imach. And if one of your brothers will become poor and his hand will slip, you will strengthen him, and he will be a resident alien and live with you. Rashi says, and you'll strengthen him means that you do not allow him to fall like something sitting on the back of a beast of burden and it's slipping off. If one person lifts it a little bit to adjust the burden back onto the back of the animal, then it will stay on. But if the burden falls off, it will take five people to put it back up. So the idea is if you see your fellow slipping, rather than wait for him to fall financially totally to pick him back up, rather get there before he falls and help him out there so that you don't need to go and pick him up totally off of the ground. Rashi says the second half of this pasuk, Ger v'sosha v'chayimach, means that if you have a resident alien, meaning that even though he is a stranger or he is somebody who dwells there, you shall still help him. And on top of that, who is a soshav? Who is a resident alien? It's anyone that accepts upon themselves in Eretz Yisrael not to serve Avodah Zarah or eat things that are not shechted properly. Al tikach mi'ito neshech v'sarbis v'yereso melukecha v'chai achicha imach. Do not take from him interest or usury, and you will be in awe and fear of Hashem, and your brother will live with you. Rashi asks, what's the difference between neshech and ribis, tarbis? He said it's two isurim, even though it's only one actual act of which is an isur. Why are we warned to be in fear of your God with regard to ribis? Because a person likes to think about interest, Rashi says. And it's hard not to accept interest because you think your money could be doing something else. And at least it should be working for you somehow. Also, you shouldn't go and lend your money to a non-Jew who will then lend it to a Jew with interest. That's also very sneaky. I don't think that God doesn't see. He knows what's in your heart, Rashi says. Es kaspecha lo siten lo beneshech lo marbis lo titen achlecha. You should, going on the subject from the previous pasuk, you should loan your brother money without interest, and with interest you shouldn't give him food. Ani Hashem elokecha asher tzesi eschem eretz mitzrayim lases lechem es eretz kanan lihios lechem lelukim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you from the land of Mitzrayim to give to you the land of Canaan to be your God. What does this have to do with anything, Rashi asks? Why are you telling me about Yetzias Mitzrayim after talking about Ribbis? Hashem says, I am the one who distinguished between a Bechor and a not Bechor. I also know who loans with and without Ribbis. Also, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim in order that you should accept all of my mitzvos and to do them, even if they're hard for you. Why? To give to you this land, because in reward for doing them, you will receive this land. In order that I should be for you an Elohim, I should be a God. What does this mean? Because anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi quotes it, it is like they have a God, and anyone who doesn't, it's like they are serving idols. There is an estrangement in living in foreign lands.